Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Fernell calling from San Diego.
Hey, how are things in San Diego, Fernell?
Kind of gloomy.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they're never gloomy in San Diego. I thought that's the whole point of San Diego.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, too. But I probably brought the frog down with me because I'm actually living in San Francisco right now.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. So it followed you like a little black cloud.
Yeah, it reminds me of home, I guess.
Oh, that's nice. Well, welcome to our show, Fernell. Now, you are going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Corey, what is Fernell's topic?
A living reminder of why the empire fell.
For some 50 years now, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, has fulfilled two important functions for the British monarchy. First, he has been the royal consort, husband to Queen Elizabeth II. Second, every time he opens his mouth practically, he reminds the rest of the world why we're lucky not to have a monarchy. Well, even by his standards, he made interesting news this week. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the good prince. Pick the one that's true, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
Prince Philip, country star. 2 years ago, Prince Harry gave his grandfather a CD of Kenny Chesney's music, and a passion was born. Philip has become a huge country music fan, especially of Chesney. He sent him a fan letter. The two began talking on the phone, and now Philip is headed to Nashville in August to cut a duet with Chesney for his next album. He's got a surprisingly everyman quality to his voice, Chesney told Country Music Television. Turns out the 85-year-old prince plays a mean harmonica too, who knew, and has arranged to take lessons with musician Corky Siegel while in America. The queen, as it turns out, is delighted with her husband's new hobby, the queen thinks it's cool, Harry told London's Guardian newspaper.
Prince Philip, he's a little bit country and a lot something else. Your next story of England's Prince Philip comes from Adam Felber.
You'd think that even Prince Philip would have had the sense not to let his name be used on a packet of condoms. Sadly, you'd be wrong. As part of June being Britain's National AIDS HIV Awareness Month, Prince Philip agreed to lend his name and family crest to a high-end special edition brand of Trojan condoms. Though the package itself is a tasteful black envelope with gold lettering, just about anybody but the prince could have predicted the response from Britain's cheeky contraceptive industry. Already, dozens of mocking knockoffs have appeared in specialty stores, including something called Edinburgh's Edibles, and a product known simply as Fill Her Up. The British tabloids have been no kinder. The Daily Mail said, quote, "One look at Charles makes one wish that the prince had practiced what he preached." The Sun's Michael Rizzo was even harsher, writing, quote, "The 85-year-old royal homunculus is already quite enough of a contraceptive all by himself. Thank you very much."
Prince Philip doing his bit to prevent the spread of AIDS. And your last story of the Duke of Edinburgh comes from Paula Poundstone.
The Yaman tribe, who dwell in a simple village on the island of Tana in the South Pacific, are hoping Prince Philip will soon swing by their little patch of land because they worship him as a god. Really. They believe he is the human face of an ancestral spirit who left their island many moons ago to look for a bride. Their legend had it that he married a queen. The 400 tribespeople are hoping he comes to live out his remaining years with them. They've not actually received a visit from His Royal Highness, but he has sent a couple of photographs, which Chief Jack keeps in his hut. The tribe specifically requested that he pose with a Nal Nal, the traditional war club they sent him. He should have posed in just a grass penis sheath, but apparently didn't know the tradition. Buckingham Palace has made no announcement about the prince's relocation. His worshippers, however, keep a pig with yams roasting on the stone fire for him and live in hope.
Fernell.
Oh, my.
These are your choices from Roxanne Roberts, Prince Philip getting into country music, even cutting a record. From Adam Felber, Prince Philip lending his imprimatur to a brand of condoms. And from Paula Poundstone, Prince Philip being worshipped as a god on a remote South Pacific island. Which of these is the real story of Prince Philip in the news this week?
Wow. I think I'm going to go with... Adam's story about the condoms and the, you know, safe sex campaign.
You think so? So your choice then is Adam's story about the Prince, the Prince brand condoms. Well, to bring you the story, we spoke to an expert who could enlighten us on how this could happen.
They obviously think that Prince Philip is a special guy. I mean, the major story about Prince Philip is that he's a Chinese man who left the island, who made good, who managed to marry a queen, and who might someday come home to Tana and improve people's lives.
That was cargo cult expert and anthropology professor Lamont Lindstrom of the University of Tulsa discussing the cult of Prince Philip on that island in the South Pacific. I'm so sorry for now, but as you heard, Paula had the real answer. You didn't win, but you did earn a point for Adam, who I'm sure just feels terrible about it.
I feel terrible, but thank you for now.
That's all right.
He doesn't feel bad.
No, I bet he does. Fernell, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. I had fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.